After an awkward silence, Garvey eyed Cole. He spoke quietly.
There's still one more thing, isn't there?
Cole hesitated. It's none of your business.
I know how you're feeling, Garvey said.
Cole leapt to his feet and glared at Garvey. You don't know how I'm feeling, he shouted. You don't know what it's like being hit over and over until you're so numb you don't feel anything.
Garvey nodded slowly. I do know what that's like. Is it your dad who hit you?
Cole turned to face the wall. He'll drink until he turns into a monster. Mom just gets drunk and pretends nothing has happened. It's like a bad dream I can't wake up from.
Garvey stood up and reached into the brown paper bag he had brought with him.
One by one, he pulled out groceries and set them on the small cement table.
What are you doing? Cole asked.
Garvey ignored the question as he laid out salt, flour, eggs, baking soda, a bottle of water, sugar, butter, and molasses. Cole wiped sweat from his forehead. The stuffy room felt like a furnace.
Okay, said Garvey, finishing. Taste everything on the table.
No way, Cole grumped. I'm not eating that crap.
You surprise me, Garvey said. You're actually afraid of a little bad taste.
I'm not afraid of anything, Cole boasted, standing and approaching the table. One by one, he sampled each item, tasting first the flour, sugar, and baking soda. He purposely took big mouthfuls to prove nothing bothered him. Casually, he drank some thick molasses. He stared straight at Garvey as he bit off a chunk of butter and swallowed it. When he came to the eggs, he picked one up, tilted his head back, and broke it raw into his mouth. He downed it with a single swallow. He finished by shaking salt directly into his mouth.
So? Garvey asked. How did everything taste?
Gross. Cole took a long swig of water from the bottle. What did you expect? Garvey reached back into the bag.
I want you to taste one more thing.
He unwrapped a small baked cake with creamy frosting and broke off a large piece.
Here, he said. Eat this if you dare.
Cole wolfed down the moist piece of cake, eyeing Garvey the whole time. So what does all this prove? Garvey shrugged.
Did you like the cake?
It was okay.
I baked it this morning using the same ingredients you tasted on the table.
Yeah, so? Cole said.
What ingredients should I have left out?
None, Cole said. That's a dumb question.
But you said the ingredients tasted gross.
Cole let his irritation show. Not mixed together, stupid. Garvey stood and walked wearily to the door. His shoulders sagged forward as if tired from a long hike. Leaving the cake and all the ingredients on the table, he let himself out the steel door without saying goodbye. Cole walked sullenly around the room, cursing. He swept his arm across the table and sent the baking ingredients flying. Eggs smashed, wrappings broke open, plastic containers ricocheted off the wall. In seconds, the small room looked bombed. Cole kicked at the butter, flour, sugar, and baking soda. Sticky molasses and egg whites coated his shoes as he picked up the cake and flung it hard at the steel door. The cake sucks! He shouted. And so does my life!